We talked about the 10 red flags of the nice guy, of which some hit directly, including the last one. Self-deprecation keeps real criticism away. And I asked you to come up with the female equivalent of the nice guy. Not necessarily the same 10 red flags, obviously, but generally, you know, the genders are different, but we're the same, right? In a lot of things. Did you come up with anything?
Yeah, it's tough to put it into the same box because I can think of a lot of different archetypes for women, you know, like the clinger.
Okay.
You know, the clinger, the overly emotional. I think I have everybody's emotions figured out because I'm such an empath. That one. There's that.
But that's not the same as like nice guy.
No, I mean, that's what it's right. It's hard to find that not like the same energy equivalent.
I think the closest that I have is as far as like the self-proclaimedness of the nice guy and things like that.
That's a big factor.
Is the hyper independent girl, the girl who just can't wait to tell you how independent she is, but everything in her life points to the fact that she is so not independent,
like super codependent,
where she's very codependent with the people in her life, where she constantly needs validation from the people around her.
Yeah,
where nothing is ever good enough for her because she expects the world to cater to her. And when it doesn't, she freaks out.
Always disappointed.
Always disappointed. Never happy. Like you think you're so independent, but you rely on the world and the people around you for everything.
Yeah, the hyper-independent martyr.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty close.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What about a pick-me girl? Ugh.
What is a pick-me girl? I hear people saying that all the time.
The type of girl who's going to say whatever she needs to get a guy's attention. She'll put other women down just to be like the cool girl in the room. And I'm guilty of being a cool girl to the point where I get like walked all over. I think the cool girl is the definition or the very similar and parallels
what's
with a nice guy.
Being the cool girl.
Like in my opinion, prior to my last two relationships, I was the cool girl because I'd never go through your phone. I trust you and you can be friends with your exes. That's totally fine. And it's okay if your bad behavior is just because you were a little sad yesterday and I'm cool.
I remember you saying, I don't do jealousy.
I don't.
And there were times where sitting on the other side of the table, I'm like, I think you should be jealous.
Yeah. And y'all were right.
Yeah.
And y'all were absolutely right. And that's I would always say, I'm trying to be the cool girlfriend here. And I realize that's a lot like saying, I'm trying to be the nice guy here. But I'm getting walked all over and I don't know what to do. But the pick me girl is different than like the cool girl. The pick me girl is going to put down other people to sound like the cool girl or to sound like the hyper independent woman who's actually not independent at all and not cool at all.
Right.
Like,
Go
ahead.
For the pick me too, I think it's when she's in a situation where there's one other girl and then the rest of you are hanging out with a bunch of dudes. So it's like you're the girlfriend and she's like the girl pal that just comes and hangs out every now and again. And she's like, oh, I'm just one of the boys. No. Oh, you're drinking a fruity little drink. I'm going to have a beer.
That's what I was imagining.
Like
I burp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I burp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the guys' girls.
Oh, you're wearing a dress. I could never. Oh, yeah. I don't understand how you wear so much makeup. They're the ones, who point out how girly you are and how not girly they are and just deny their femininity because they think that makes them more appealing to men, basically in a like pick me kind of way.
And it's also interesting too, because same with the nice guy, same with the pick me, same with like the hyper independent who's not actually you can't wear that mask forever.
Mm-mm.
So that nice guy mask falls off when you have to be critical about something because I don't do everything wrong and da da da. Same with the pick me girl, like they pretend to be this hyper independent person or this like super unique and confident version of themselves. But like when you are hyper dependent and pretending like you aren't, you can't do that forever. Just like if you're not a nice guy, but you're pretending that you are, or you just think you are because you're meeting basic expectations, you will never meet actual expectations because you're trying so hard to be something you aren't, which is super interesting to me.
Anytime you can't see it.
Yeah, because I like a lot of times when I'll compliment Maitland because you do makeup in ways that I never could. Not that I never would. I would absolutely try it and it would look like S on me because I just don't have that makeup skill like you do. That's a way
Thank
of
you.
Complimenting somebody and I'm not like necessarily putting myself down, but I'm also not putting her down. A lot of women would be like, yeah, well, only Maitland can really like pull that off if you know what I mean. And it's kind of like, actually, what do you mean by that? Because I do feel like a lot of people could pull that off. You just don't have the skill to do it or the confidence to rock it. Like, why the tone?
Is that the same as if, let's say I came in, and this isn't a real example. I don't remember this happening, but maybe it has. I say, oh my God, I saw a jacket. I was at a thrift store, and I saw one, and I thought, this is so Maitland. Like, Kayla wouldn't wear it or couldn't pull it off. Is that the same? Because I don't mean it in that bad way, but I see the same energy.
There's a tone to it that makes it like, oh, that is a compliment versus you're just putting me down to get attention.
It'd be right. Just, that would be more in the, and again, it didn't happen, more along the lines of, oh, you thought of me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if you came in and said, I saw this jacket and it was so ugly and weird and dumb that I thought of you. Like, then it's kind of like,
I hear that. That would be weird.
Okay. Yeah,
that hit my ear.
Also, if somebody told me, hey, I saw this ugly, dumb jacket and I thought you would like it, I probably would. So that's just because I'm me. I wouldn't be offended by that. But
yeah,
send me all your dumb jackets.
Love a dumb jacket.
I love a dumb jacket.
Maitland, the dumb jackets.
I think y'all nailed it. I think so. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. The cool girl. Is the cool girl the same as the independent girl? No, not necessarily.
No.
There's a lot of crossover with all of these. Yeah. I mean, when you're trying to really
the other way.
Pigeonhole like even nice guy, like there, you know, there's a lot of individuality.
The independent girl needs you to think that she's cool. Needs you to think she's the cool girl.
That's the crossover.
That's a little bit
of the crossover.
Yeah, because I think Maitland and I are both very independent, and in relationships,
uncool.
That can come off very selfish, especially with the wrong partner, where they're like, oh, okay, so even though I can't go on this vacation with you, you're still going to go? Well, yeah. And I'm not going to say, I'm an independent woman. I can do what I want. But that is part of being independent. And some people, when you're dating them, really like that and admire it and say, okay, go and have a good time. And some people don't. But when you're pretending to be independent, oh, I'll go on this vacation with or without you. And then they're like, well, I can't go. Mm-hmm. Well, then that fake independent girl who's hyper dependent on you
is
being
pissed.
There is going to be pissed.
And
wait, to your credit, Kelly, you would go on a vacation alone and want to. You would say to a partner, you should go.
Yeah.
That's also an important factor.
Yeah.
Because some people, men and women, are like, I want to do my own thing. And I want you to do your thing with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's bad for all genders.
Yeah, I think it's when it's the independence just... for the sake of being able to tell everyone how independent.
Right.
So you can look like you're so sacrificial all the time.
Right, mm-hmm. That's so different.
And the kind of fake independent person will say, yeah, you know, go ahead, go on your trip without me. And then they'll say like, yeah, go with that. They say it more, go without me. Or they'll say, yeah, I'm so independent. I'm okay with you going without me. But they're going to be sitting there pissed that you're not texting them every single day on your trip or that you're not checking in every hour.
Why am I not a priority?
Yeah. They'll say, oh, I haven't heard from him in 2 days. It's done. And it's like, yeah, he's in a dang rainforest.
Yeah. It's same, like similar with the nice guy who does nice things so they can throw that back at you later. That hyper independent girl who let you go out and do all the things you wanted will certainly throw that back in your face later if she's not that hyper independent girl. For sure.